Smart shoppers know where to find real value. At the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, you'll find five brand new models under $30,000, over 600 used vehicles under $20,000, new vehicles priced under employee pricing, and a team that gives you top dollar for your trade every time. Shop smart at Jeff Weiler on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We are your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today we are recapping season 7, episode 2 of Pretty Little Liars called
Bedlam.
Bedlam, bitch. Oh, my God. And again, an episode that would have benefited from adding bitch in the title, don't you think?
I guess, but I think just Bedlam is kind of chic.
It's a serve. I'll give it to you. It's a serve. However, it could have been a slay. It could have been a full slay. Guys, you're getting the real me tonight. You're getting goofy Caroline, and you want to know why? Because this week, it's trying to take me down. This week is trying to actually take me down. It's plotting against me. This week is my nemesis. Cinco de Mayo week? Screw you. That's how I feel right now. Cue the Robert Durst impression.
Killed them all cool.
Thank you. I instantly feel better. Thank you. I really hope this is the first episode somebody is listening to out there. Like, okay. She's like, and click.
And they're like, sorry. Okay, it could be anyone. Wait, this is crazy. Let me look at my checklist for the perfect podcast. Impeccable Robert Durst impression required.
Wow. And that's a 10 out of 10. And that's a 10 out of 10.
Killed them all. Course. Of course I did it.
Of course.
Of course I did it.
Like, the best part about this is I have no clue what this man actually sounds like, but
stupid,
I don't need to.
Stupid.
See, like, I thought that was just one of my moves. I didn't know that was one of his moves.
I don't think it is.
Oh, you just are doing the stupid, my move.
It's Phoebe Connell's Robert Durst impression. It's Phoebe Connell's Robert Durst. You know how Cola Scola has O'Mary and it's just like,
don't die.
Not historically accurate version of who Mary Todd is. I could do that for Robert Durst. I won't, out of respect, but...
For who?
The victims.
Okay, thank God. I thought you meant for Robert Durst for a second. I was like, Phoebe, God, great. I'm going to start over. Guys, this is our seventh take. We have started this episode seven times now. Phoebe keeps saying crazy shit.
The first time we recorded, I was like saying like retrial. I was like, what,
yeah, it was.
Where can
I was like,
guys, there's
Phoebe.
A petition in our bio to appeal the
sentence. No, there's not. There's actually not. But you can join our Patreon from the link in our bio. So you should still definitely go and find out if Phoebe's telling the truth or if I am. The first time we actually got on to do this, Phoebe wouldn't tell you this, but I will. She was buck naked.
Why do you do this? This
well,
is like
what
not
do you mean,
the first
Phoebe?
Time I've done this.
Phoebe,
no,
what do you mean? Why do
it.
I do? Phoebe,
I don't like it, Caroline knows. Caroline knows.
Why do you
knows
mean you don't
that,
like
Caroline
it?
Knows that I mean, am more modest, and I don't like talking about stuff.
I don't even like that I have skin, Phoebe, who's more modest. Give me a freaking break. No, that is not true. That is not true. Let's
it's
ask
not,
mom.
It's not
call mom.
True that I'm modest?
Call mom. You're not more modest than me.
Well, I mean, it's not a competition.
It is.
But I'm just
it
saying,
actually
like,
is.
You wouldn't like for me to start the podcast saying... When Caroline got on here, she was naked.
Well,
for
I
no
didn't
reason.
Say this.
And
well,
no
Phoebe,
way that it was
Phoebe,
relevant.
Again, this podcast that everybody's listening to right now is not the one you showed up buck naked to. So I didn't actually, that was a few takes ago.
Right.
And now look where we are. It's about as good as it's going to get. So let's just keep going. Guys, okay, sorry, do I need to tell? I'm joking. But like we do have a running joke that you're a splinter for a slut. So cut me some freaking slack.
And it is a joke.
I just try to be funny for once. Well, you are slutty, but we don't. It's okay. Like, what are you? Are you gonna say you're not? Okay, sorry. I told you guys I'm feeling goofy tonight, and this is how we get through it. This is how we get through the tough spots with laughter, with a little LOL. Okay.
So okay, I'm gonna do the recap, everybody.
I thought you were about to say, okay, I'm gonna stop. Let's start over.
No, this is gold. Just like the fight comedy, that we had.
This is like comedy fight. Gold if you have listened to every episode we've ever done. Just if like, you haven't and you don't know us like that yet, this might not be gold
this, but
for
this
you.
Probably isn't like where you're jumping in is the second episode of season 7.
Well, what if it's just like someone's like, oh, I'm looking for a podcast, and then it's like they release this episode today, so it shows up today, so I just click press. I just click play.
Yeah. I thought of Nobody Wants This when I was editing our Met Gala episode, because we do have a fight in it, and I was like, I gotta leave it in.
What do we fight about?
Because Caroline likes to construct narratives towards the end of the episode when we are undoubtedly getting ready to wrap up, because at a certain point. And Caroline,
so you admit it.
And no. Because this is what actually happened. Caroline.
This is the best promo for that episode, by the way. If you didn't listen, and now you're going to.
Caroline heard in my voice that I. Two things about what you brought up. Didn't particularly mm-hmm. care. And also had a difference of opinion with her.
Yeah, well, I hate
share
that.
Her opinion.
Yeah, well, you so know I hate
so
that.
So instead of Caroline and I having a conversation about why our opinions are different, Caroline goes, okay, look, I can just tell that you are totally done recording the podcast right now, but guess what? We're not done.
Okay, guess but that's true. I could tell. And that was me actually exercising restraint, because I noticed it like 15 minutes before I said anything.
Yeah, but I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, guys, let me know. Man, did you guys hear that? You could totally tell in her voice. She was over it. It's okay.
Guys,
okay. I'm waiting for you to do the
my
recap.
Dream kind of recap this week, which is that there were really only 4 scenes in the recap. How gold
Phoebe
is that?
Phoebe is so freaking lucky. You know what? Why don't you go play the lottery?
Anyway, so before Hannah got kidnapped, if you'll remember, Hannah was kidnapped. They had this big plan, and it kind of brought Hala back together for a second. But then Hannah got kidnapped. Ezra and Arya are writing a book.
Which famously brings people apart.
Except
kidnapping.
Well, yes. Ezra and Arya are writing a book together, and Liam was working on it, and now he's not working on it. And also, by the way, they had a slip. Because they're friends with benefits. While Arya is fully in a relationship. Emily... What I love about Emily seasons 6 through 7 is this back half of 6 and now all of 7 is that they have just decided that she is like Spencer seasons 1 through 5. Like, go, go, go. This bitch can't be stopped. And she.
Oh, Phoebe, what's a more powerful motivator than grief or true love?
Yeah, but like a part of me is like, is that even what's happening here? I feel like Emily is just
she's
ready
like,
for this to be
I found
over.
My purpose. She's honestly like, she's like, okay, well, everyone like has shit going on like while we're doing this, which is crazy. I have nothing going for me. So I guess I'm going to become a rescue agent now. Mm-hmm. Or something like that. But think about it. It is true. Hannah's got the like Lucas thing. Well, she's currently being like literally tortured. So she's got that. But she's got the Lucas thing. Spencer's got her mom's run for Senate. Arya's got the book. Emily's got nothing. Emily's got Allie. God, I hate that.
I know. Why'd they do that? But anyway, so Emily thinks that Allie confessed to. And we have this scene where Emily was sent to Welby to get a confession out of Allie. And so Emily waits until Allie is dead asleep to walk into the room and say, hey, Allie, did you kill Charlotte? And then it's like silent. And Emily's like, okay, my work here is done. Gets up to leave.
Emily's
and
like,
then
I'll take that.
Allie, like,
yes.
Allie sits up and says something about being guilty. And Emily's like, fuck, she did do it. Even though she doesn't really say that she did it. But Emily takes that and runs. Everybody thinks that it's okay to turn Allie in because she's tied up at Fort Knox, according to Arya.
Mm-hmm.
But not Emily. Emily's worried. Caleb yes. tells AD that Allie killed Charlotte because that's why they were holding Hannah hostage. And then we see at the end of the episode that Elliot is coming to haunt Allie, is coming to completely terrorize her and destroy her, because just like Allison, karma's a bitch.
Yes! If karma's a bitch, I should have known better.
I was trying to remember how Karma by Taylor Swift went for a second.
Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. Like that.
Yeah.
Like that. Deep dive on JoJo Siwa incoming. Like she's shaping up to be the most interesting person in American history. I'm just like, okay, none of that was real. I mean, called it, but like, what could have made you act like that? I gotta know. None of it was real. Okay, crazy. It was less than a year ago. Give it some time to breathe. Are you done yet with the recap?
Yeah, that's it. We're in the car. Okay. Mary Drake has picked Hannah up.
Hannah is riding shotgun with her hair undone in the front seat of Mary Drake's car. Which is true. All that's true. She is fully in the front seat of Mary Drake's car. And she's like, don't take me anywhere. I have to talk to my friends before I do anything. And I'm like, imagine if this wasn't Uber A in the car with her. It's like, this is a random civilian who's doing a good deed, a moral obligation.
Imagine getting kidnapped, escaping your captor.
My biggest fear.
And then almost getting run over and then looking through the headlights into the front seat of the car and seeing someone who looks just
your friend's
like,
dead
like
mother.
Your friend who you once thought was dead. Her mother, yeah. Who you know for a fact.
Who you know
dead.
For a fact is dead. Yeah. Like, I mean, I would be like, I must be dead.
You have to take me to Wellesley.
I would believe Bradley. That I had died because I was like, I'm seeing ghosts. I must not be alive anymore. They must have killed me in there.
Mary Drake is like, I can't tell if Mary Drake is smooth or not because she goes.
Good point.
Because she recovers really well from things that could be blunders. Yes. So you think that it's planned, but she goes, you're a friend of my niece's. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And Hannah was like.
Hannah's like, I know a lot of people.
Who? Hannah's like, I live in NYC.
Because
okay?
That's kind of Hannah's
lots of people.
Hannah's whole vibe this episode is, and? That's her whole yeah. vibe.
That is so true. I mean, towards literally everything. Lucas is like, can I give you $1 billion? She's like. Okay.
And?
I don't know. And? Like, and what? Like, what? What do you want me to do with it? Jesus Christ. Caleb, and? We guessed, and?
I'm like, just engaged?
Fully, I was kidnapped, and? Yeah, I'm engaged, and? It's everything.
Spencer's like, Hannah, why did you kiss Caleb? We're literally dating. You're and? Dating, and?
and famously that has never been something we've like ever taken too seriously, Spence. Famously yeah. Our group
when
is not
was,
we're
I was
not like
watching that reel that we did when we talked about Spencer being Joe or Amy. Yeah. And I'm like, I know she's Joe, like she
but
has
like,
so many Joe isms, but she would absolutely come home with Lori knowing that Melissa
yes.
was interested in Lori.
And she would love it. She would love yes. you. I mean, she essentially did that with Ren. Like, she started dating Ren. Like she, like, literally let it breathe and then brought him back and was like, remember him? And everyone was like, how could you do this to our family again? She's like, what? He's my boy. I'm not allowed to date anyone. Okay. What? He's Melissa's ex-fiance. And? So anyway, that's Hannah's, like, whole thing. That's so true. So, Mary Drake, I agree with you though, Phoebe. There were so many times that I was like, oh, I like her. Like, what if she ends up not being a bad
she's
guy?
Kind like, of fun. She's like
she's
a fun
so
Jess
much
D.
better than Jessica. Like, Jess D was so lame.
Imagine this actress getting the call. We need you to show up to set at 9 a.m. with your hair jet black and a completely yeah. different personality.
Well, she's definitely wearing a wig. We know there's no shortage of wigs on the Pretty Little Liars set, okay, on the Warner Brothers set. Spencer, for some reason, had one all of season 5.
And for some reason, I never noticed it until Caroline told me.
Why the hell does she wear a wig?
But we needed to know
crazy.
She was different.
I guess, but like, well, full Phoebe, it wasn't in the script. It wasn't like, and then at nighttime, we see Spencer taking her wig off.
Oh, wait. Like, I didn't acknowledge that. I thought you meant Mary Drake. thought you were asking why she needed a wig, and I was like, well,
Mary
it's pretty
Drake
obvious.
Also has blood red lipstick on and a cat eye sharp enough to kill a man.
Jesus,
she has all of that going
this
on.
Is vintage, pretty. This is vintage. The podcast.
You know, I'm honestly trying to save it. I'm trying to resurrect the pod. I feel like I'm so scared now. I don't have any more room for tattoos anymore. Everyone's like, Caroline's boring, and I'm like, how's this for boring?
Caroline walks Charleston around the block, and she just hears like cars of high school kids. Boring. Chopped.
Yeah, ever since that. Yeah. Ever since that freaking article in my high school newspaper went out, everyone is bullying me.
People saw the article and they were like, I'll give it a listen. And then they were like, wait, this Caroline girl? Snooze fest.
Boring.
But the other sister, she's got something exciting going.
Honestly, wait a minute. This is sort of like you've been sucking my personality out of me. It's like the last 5 years, honestly, the musical. When we started, you were like, and now you're like, and like vice versa. Just kidding. No, I don't know. I just some jokes when they run for, you know what's happening to me? Exactly what happened in the Pretty Little Liars writer's room. It's like sometimes the jokes after 6 seasons, I don't know that they still hit. But like
they do. But also I want to say,
you know what
guys,
I mean?
We haven't
for
we
me like my old jokes
gotten any criticism about this.
We've gotten none.
Caroline,
but it's all
one
me
thing
in
happens
my mind.
And Caroline is like, oh. Okay, they think I'm the least funny person on earth.
Every time people keep bringing up specific bits that I like have not done in so long, or I will like notice and be like, oh, everyone's like, say I see you, and I'm like, I've said it in a bunch of episodes, but now it's forced, you know? Like, and like, are they gonna stop listening if they don't get that?
Well, no,
sound
because
bite?
Don't worry, we've got Aria Lore coming up later in the episode that I
okay,
can't wait
you're
to
right.
unpack.
Oh, you're right. So, also, why does it look like they literally filmed this episode on film? It's like gorgeous. It's like got this warm vibe. I was like, okay,
I thought
we upgraded the camera just in time for the end of the show.
That scene that when whatever the fuck her name is, yeah, the Montgomery mausoleum looked great this episode.
Yeah. So anyway, Hannah starts getting suspicious of Mary Drake because Mary is like dying for Hannah to know who she is. She's like the worst secret keeper on earth.
Hannah
Ellie, it's like, you have one job. Don't tell her who you are. And she's like, oh my God, you're friends with my niece. Which niece? Ever heard of Allison De Laurentiis? She's like, oh, I just assumed you knew who I was because I look exactly like her mom.
Hannah goes, I didn't say anything about Allison.
And I'm like, imagine if this was Spencer. Spencer would be like, what? Tell me more. Like, Hannah, like, was fully ready to get out of that car with zero information to bring home. She was like, that's how much she's and vibes
literally
in this episode.
And she, yeah, you're right about Mary, though, because Mary goes, I can tell by the way you're looking at me.
And Hannah's like, I'm literally not looking at you. I haven't looked at you once. Okay?
And
I'm adjusting to the darkness. I've been in bright light for the past 7 days.
Allie goes, or Hannah says, Allie never mentioned his sister. Let alone a twin. And
she's like, I know if my friends have twins in the family, okay? It's abnormal. I know. it's one of the first things I ask.
I look for them. I seek them out. And then Mary's just like, families are very complex. She talks in riddles, this girl. And
literally, she says, families have secrets, and sometimes those secrets are
people?
Actual people. And Hannah, like,
Hannah
I mean,
goes,
literally, is she
Hannah
not
goes,
like... She's like giving clues and they keep getting
and you're one of those secrets. Okay.
And she's like, and then I'm like, are bells not dinging in your mind, Hannah? Guess not. And then that's literally it. She goes, I'm not one of those secret people anymore. And then we're at the Hastings Castle.
Elliot,
and I'm like, so I want to see the rest of this car ride.
Elliot, you picked an absolutely terrible teammate.
Yeah, no, terrible. Imagine if this was a bottle episode and it was just the car ride back with Anna and Mary Drake.
I can tell you one thing, Ashley Benson would have been nominated for a Tony.
For an Emmy?
An Emmy.
Tony, God. Broadway on the brain. So anyway, Hannah's back at Spencer's house, obviously traumatized, but she doesn't want to go to the doctor. First time we see any genuine concern from Aria, she goes, Hannah, I really think you should go to the doctor. And it really just seemed like... You can tell they're all just like, holy shit. Well, except Spencer, I guess, because Spencer goes, hey,
look,
I'm
Hannah.
Sorry, but you have to tell us about Mary Drake now. And the girls are like, no, yeah, that's 100% her. Because Hannah was like, oh, I didn't believe her. Like, Hannah fully walks in the house like some quack drove me home.
And
like,
I am like,
made up
Hannah.
Some whack story about Allie. Like,
Hannah, she looked just
exactly like yeah. And so the girls confirm that that is Mary Drake, and they confirm that she is who she says she is. Like, she's Charlotte's biological mother. The De Laurentiis family adopted Charlotte, and allegedly it's been her. She's the one who has been after us all along.
And then they're like, Hannah's like, how did this, whatever. It was still worried about the revenge what? Aspect of it. And they, you can tell that none of them really want to be like, okay, so we absolutely were ready to trade one of us for you. And it does. You. So we did actually end up, telling AD that Allie did it. And Emily, we'll let you take it from here. You can tell Hannah what Allie said in the hospital bed about how she killed Charlotte.
Literally, and they're like,
I would never say that about Allie. I would never say, and Hannah, you know that. Hannah, you know I'd never say that about Allie.
Hannah's like, Emily, I don't give a fuck. She's like, Emily, I don't fucking care, okay? So they're trying to figure out, like, why she wouldn't have just run Hannah over, and it's because, yes, they gave her what she wanted, which was Allison. They believe they found evidence, the coat. And Hannah goes, Spence, can I have something stronger than coffee? And yep, we're going to be drinking. It's going to be a day drinking kind of day. And so as Spencer goes to fill up her mug, Caleb comes over to sit with Hannah and like holds up her engagement ring, but not in a shitty way. I like, you know what I mean? Like, he held it up and he just was like she had like a shitty look on her face. Like, oh God, this is awkward and whatever. But it wasn't like he was like, here's right. your engagement ring. Yeah. Like, are you getting back with him? Like, he was kind of just like, I don't know. It just didn't seem
He just needed to know that someone he really cared about was going to make it. And now he can kind of go back to reality. Yeah.
Right.
And that's where he's at with Spencer. Spencer is very much not there.
Locked in. Yeah, not there at all. So, Spencer's like watching. She's just so perturbed by this. And then there's a knock on the door.
Lots of Lily this episode. Jesus Christ. Liam texts Arya and says, be there soon. Big news.
Yes. Yes. Sorry. I was like, when did that happen? This all happens while they believe Mona was knocking on the door, and they go to get it and they come back. It was not Mona. It was a big bouquet of flowers with a note.
Kind of pissed off about this. Why say Mona's name? She's not in the episode.
No, I know. I thought the exact same thing. I was like, okay, she's fully back in the group. Now, if Ezra's the one who goes, it's probably Mona. And I'm like, okay, well, if Ezra's saying that and it's like so run-of-the-mill normal, then she must be like back in the fabric.
Why couldn't we have said, oh, our Uber Eats is here?
Exactly.
Why did you have to
tease me? Don't tease me like that. So it wasn't Mona, it was flowers with a note that says, couldn't have done it without you. Glad we're on the same team. AD. Anthony DeAngelis?
You've already made that joke, which I love. And I think we can keep doing it throughout the whole season.
Well, nice save. Phoebe realized I'm fragile in the exact moment. She goes, you already made that joke, which I love, And I totally think we can keep doing it. Totally, if you want to keep doing it. Whatever makes you feel good, Caroline. Love that for us. So Caleb, Hannah, Emily, Spencer walk into the loft, and there's a note from Lucas. Or it's not a note, it's like fully the proposal for Hannah to sign. Because remember, before she got kidnapped, he was like gonna give her $1 million. So we're there again. And Hannah's like going to boil water, and we're just seeing post dollhouse Hannah coming back. Like, she wants to boil water. Emily wants to do it for her, and she's like, God, please
boil
just
my own damn water.
Leave me alone. Yes. Yes.
And
Emily, it's really a shame that they aren't giving Emily like really any character development this season, because I'm loving her. I'm loving how much we're getting of her. I feel like Shay Mitchell and Emily both as like people and as a character have really just like fully formed. You know what I mean? And the other girls were able to do it so much earlier because they had such complex storylines, and Emily's was so rooted in like being one thing. And I wish that they had just like given her more than just like sports injuries and things like that. You know what I mean? Like, it just,
we get a little more coming up.
Okay, good.
I feel
not that we didn't have the eggs thing, but it just feels like it's happening so much later. So we're seeing all this awesome acting and character development from Emily and from Shay now, when from the other girls we started seeing it so much earlier. But like, Shay Mitchell wasn't really given the tools, I feel like, to do what she's fully capable of, and now she is. And I just wish it had happened sooner.
So Emily wants to talk. Okay, this scene really confused me here, because at first Emily's like, can I talk to you guys? And then we see that Caleb goes to talk to Hannah, and I think then Emily and Spencer are going in the hallway. That's what it looks like.
I thought that too, yeah.
And then so Caleb goes up to Hannah and asks if she's going to take Lucas up on his offer. And then that's where I say Emily took Spencer into the hallway. And he's like, Han, Lucas sees your potential. And this is where you just see Hannah's so defeated, the same way she was after the dollhouse. She's like, none of us are in charge of anything anymore. And then they kind of address the elephant in the room.
Yes, they fully do. So Hannah's like, okay, where are things with us? What's up with us? She's, again, she's so uninterested in like the big dramatic conversation here. She's like, if we're done, that's fine. Just like, I just want to make sure we're both clear. You know, obviously we kissed and the deal is I was scared and you were there. And you always made me feel safe. Even when we weren't getting along, you made me feel safe. And I think maybe that's why it happened. I think we just like went back to what we used to be for a minute, only a minute. And he's like, okay with that. I mean, it just seems like, but it does seem like if she had been like, let's be together, he would have maybe been like, I'm 100% in. But he also was fully going to follow her lead, especially with how fragile. Like, it honestly felt like he was very respectful at this time of like Hannah's life and what she needs. And I don't get the sense that he's like, wants to fuck her over or wants to like get involved or get her embroiled in some drama if he can just go be with Spencer and like just not cause anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And then Emily's like, where's Spencer? Thought she was with you.
Yeah.
And then we go outside and realize
you were with Spence.
Spencer's just kind of having a moment to herself and
crying.
She says as such, just wanted to be by myself for a minute. And then Emily says, okay, do you think Allie's safe?
So back to Allie, my only character point. Do we need to warn Elliot? And Spencer's like, no, we can't tell any. We are gonna sound insane if we say
and
like,
it's also just
oh
like,
yeah, Hannah was kidnapped by this dead woman's evil twin. I got like they just were like, no, we're not. And then Caleb comes out and he's like, let me take you home. And Spencer tells Emily to keep an eye on Hannah. She goes, she's got the look, the dollhouse look. And I just, again, I love Emily in this episode. I feel like she's just such a good friend. She's such a protector. And she comes in and she's like, do you want to call Jordan? Like, and Hannah, this was crazy. Hannah goes, what, and tell him I got myself kidnapped for a little while. He doesn't know.
I know.
What does he think you were doing?
Who's
when
he
you
been,
were like
has he been
MIA?
Calling you?
Who has he been talking
he's
to?
So
like,
confused.
Has he been trying to talk to anybody? None of the girls like thought to text him. I mean, I guess yeah, no.
And
but,
then
like,
he's not like weird when he sees her later, other than the fact that like she's being weird.
I'm like, did she say don't contact me when I'm in Rosewood? Like, I don't know how that would be normal for an engaged couple who is actively planning a wedding and they're not in the same state. I don't know how. You don't speak for that long and you don't know that she was kidnapped. Like maybe A was like using her phone and responding to texts or something, but it just seems like that should have not happened. So anyway,
then we go to the barn and it's kind of awkward between Caleb and Spencer. Caleb likens his ex-lover, first love, first everything he likens her while speaking to his current flame. Mm-hmm. To an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, this was wild. He's like rubbing her back and Spencer's like, oh, I'm just so glad Hannah's safe. It was so dangerous. I should have stopped her. I shouldn't have let her do that. And he goes, Hannah's like an aircraft carrier. A lot of firepower, but pretty difficult to maneuver. Okay.
And then Spencer's like,
and that's why all ships are called she.
And it's like
why are we perpetuating the narrative that women are difficult?
Spencer's just going back into that, like, I'm one of the guys.
I'm a cool girl.
I'm the kind of girl who can eat half a sandwich and save the rest for later. I'm the kind who can have fruit as a dessert.
And say it's too sweet. Oh my God. Yes. Road Warriors, can we get real for a second? I want to talk about the massive effect stress can have on your hormones. And who better to talk about this than me, a certified stressed out girly?
It's true. Stress plays a huge factor in hormones. In between work and life and everything else, it's easy to feel totally out of balance. And we can't be the only ones.
That's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life.
And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. Y'all know we love Happy Mammoth, so obviously we took the quiz and it gave us personalized insights into what might be happening with our hormones.
You know, it's not a competition, Phoebe, but I finished the quiz in literally 30 seconds, so it couldn't be easier. Based on my symptoms, it seems I'm overflowing with estrogen, and their recommendation was, drumroll please,
Hormone Harmony. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now. It's about investing in your long-term health. By taking the hormone quiz, you'll learn more about your hormone balance and can make small, intentional changes to support your body.
Whether it's with Hormone Harmony or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz helps guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. So, ready to start feeling like yourself again?
Head on over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PrettyLittlePodcast at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code PrettyLittlePodcast for 15% off today.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
So anyway, he's like, all right, come on, let's go to bed. And he leaves and she cries and stays.
She starts like, Emily, actually weeping.
Weeping. I'm like, come on.
Toughen up.
Toughen up.
He seems don't
you weren't kidnapped.
And he seems don't yeah, cry.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, here
he's
you
not
go.
Not where the cameras can all see right. them. Oh, here
okay,
you go
you're
again.
So dramatic.
Oh, at the waterworks. Spencer Hastings with the
oh,
waterworks
no, Spencer,
again.
Don't cry. Don't. We can't oh, even Spence. Have a conversation. Don't cry.
Hey, okay. Seriously. How about we try this again and you don't bring your emotions into it? Your big emotions.
Why do you have to get so
anyway,
emotional? You're so reactive.
You're emotional. Oh, my God. Just say okay. Anyway. So Emily is asleep on Lucas's loft couch and her phone rings.
She's on the roof. Unknown. Hannah said, you're not allowed
she's
in here.
She's on the roof. Hannah's like, get out. Hannah's like, I'm going through something. Anyway, so Emily's asleep on the couch and her phone rings unknown,
have,
as always, as
have,
freaking always.
And we have vintage Allison De Laurentiis. I know that she's in serious distress, but we have vintage Sasha Peterson Allison
I
De Laurentiis.
I thought the exact same thing, Phoebe. I literally was like, not this again. I literally was like, oh, great, more audio of Allie like screaming and crying that I'm like, that isn't probably real or like whatever. Like, it's so early
so
seasons.
She gets that like guttural. Like
yes, Emily, help me.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. And she says specifically, "Em, I need you."
Yeah, and Emily's and like even, "Oh, it's my kryptonite. I'm on the way."
Even in a distress state, the subconscious of Allie's mind knows exactly how to get Emily there.
No, exactly.
No, I'll just
Emily's
call
like,
Emily.
"God, I wish I had a motorcycle right now." Oh, I'm not gonna get there fast enough. My old beat up truck.
She famously drives a Camry.
I know. She won it at homecoming or something. So Emily shows up at Welby, and big news, Allie's visiting instructions have changed, family only. And she's like, okay, no. Paige Dr. Rollins, I am family. and she's like, and this is why I tried to convince Ken and Allie way back then that you should adopt me. This is why I tried to convince. I was like, let me move in so I can be family just in case something happens. Just in case something happens.
And Ken thought like, that was weird.
Remember, she was just like always hanging around. And, yes. And she was like, but I know if they adopt me, we can't be together. But then
do
maybe.
Remember when she was living in their house before Allie came back?
Yeah. Yeah, like she was like, oh, I feel like I'm at home here. Anyway, so the woman's like, I'm not going to page him. He's in the lobby. So Emily approaches Elliot and she's like, they won't let me see Allie.
Can you like, believe that?
What's up? What's up? They won't let me see my friend Allison. And he's like, yeah, honestly, I said that. She's my wife, Emily. Get a grip. She's my wife.
I know
we're
you guys
in a monogamous relationship.
Had whatever you have.
I know. She told me about the practice. Okay. She told me she practiced.
I know what you
with
thought
you.
It was.
I know. I get it. She's beautiful. but unfortunately, we're starting a life together now and we're expecting. So Emily's like, what? He's like, well, no, she's not pregnant. We're going to use your eggs. She's like, I actually have your eggs. He probably does have her eggs. Anyway, so those were his instructions. He decided she's better off in isolation. And as soon as Elliot thinks she can have visitors, he will call. And then we see like a guy repairing the phone on the wall. I'm like, did Allie rip it off the wall? She's like actually paralyzed right now. How is she doing
hulked
that?
Out. She hulked
How did she
out.
Hulk out on the freaking
well,
nurse?
Maybe she was paralyzed after she hulked. They were like, wait, she's
maybe
she's
it
different.
Wore off. She's like building a tolerance. They didn't realize. So they underdosed her and she's like, great, I have 45 minutes. Anyway,
we go to the Radley and Hannah and Lucas are catching up and Hannah's just like so out of sorts. Wonder why.
Lucas is like, wonder why. What's up with you? Lucas is like, what's your deal? You're bringing down my vibe. He's like, how's Allison? She goes, shut the fuck up about Allison. She's just like, is not in the mood. And he's like, okay, well, are you gonna like sign the thing? And she's like, why do you want me to do this? Like, this is so stupid. Why don't you just like take the money, do something with yourself? And he says, the private spaceship market is a little saturated right now. Like, you don't gotta tell me twice.
Okay, ahead of the curve, Lucas.
Okay, ahead of. Okay, did you know about the Blue Origin space?
I would take Lucas
vacation
over to certain other space people any day.
Oh, okay. So Hannah's like, you think I'm someone I'm not, someone smarter, braver, sharper, but I'm not. And he says, yes, you are. And I think you want this. Otherwise, I wouldn't have offered it. And she's like, well, I'm not going to make a decision. I hate making decisions.
And
you
Lucas
should know this. And he says,
has an incredible piece of advice that I will be using.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Not making a decision is a decision.
I'm so indecisive.
It is true, though.
I don't remember who said this. It might have been Nick Vile, unfortunately. It might
oh,
have been
great.
Him.
I hate when this happens.
But he was like, you're actually like people who don't like making decisions because they think they're making it easier on other people are number one, selfish, and number two,
oh
making
God.
everybody's lives harder. Because
well, that's true.
You're putting your comfort ahead of like every you're like, well, I don't want to make the decision because it makes me uncomfortable.
Right.
So I'm going to make everybody else's lives harder. So you have to decide.
Yeah.
And also, consider
it is honestly
what
so
I
true.
Want.
Yeah, it's so true because like
even and I'm saying that as someone who does that. So I'm not calling those people. Selfish,
well, I think
but
I think as you get older, too, you just care less. And like, it's just so fascinating the way that like with some things lately and in the past like couple of years, I'm just like, I don't care. Just tell me. Just tell me what I'm doing. I'll fucking be there. I'll do it. I don't really give a fuck. Like, I think it's just because there's like too much going on like in my life that I'm like, I don't have it in me to like give a fuck.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we go to dinner on the bachelorette trip or something. Like, you just pick it. Tell me. We don't need to vote. I'm good.
Right.
I will go to anything you want me to go to. Like, something like that. Anyway. So Emily's at the barn. She's telling Spencer about the call from Allie, her Welby visit. And Emily's like, I think we should use Mary Drake because technically she's family and we should use her to get us into Welby. I will sneak inside of her trench coat. Okay. I'll put her up. I will sneak inside of her trench coat. But her face will be on top and she'll probably have a fedora on just because that's the look. And then once we're in Allie's room, I will unbutton the trench coat right at my head. So still, it just looks like Mary Drake. And that's how we're going to do it. What do you think?
And
like,
by the way, guys,
Emily
can't get off this idea. Spencer has to say no so many fucking times throughout this episode.
Yeah.
And then it still is the plan.
I know. It is crazy. Spencer's like, oh, we're not doing that. And Emily's like, oh, we'll see. So Aria is breaking up with Lily. This is hilarious. Insane to see a breakup scene where one party is standing and one is sitting. Oh my God. Not me looking at Aria Montgomery dumping her boyfriend, standing up talking to him like she's his teacher.
That was like an aspect of RA training, I think, about like dealing with conflict management with roommates, is like we had to be in a neutral location.
Get on the same level.
And you know, like you had to be, we all had to be sitting like at a table together.
Yeah. Like her standing like that, and she's like, oh my God, seriously? You're
she
still
goes,
here?
She goes, I mean, I think we both saw this coming, and he goes, well, clearly one of us did.
And she goes, I'm sorry. She's literally like,
and he goes,
sorry. I mean, what do you want me to say?
He says what we've wanted to say to Aria forever, because he goes, you're acting like you want me to say thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. She's like, well, I'm kind of used to it now. Okay. Usually when I give somebody a gift, which is a conversation with me, they say thank you. She's like, this doesn't have anything to do with the book or Ezra. And he goes, it's just you and me. And she goes, yes. Yeah. And basically what it comes down to, and don't make her say it, Liam, she's got the ick. Okay. She wants you out of there. She has the ick so bad. She's written all over her face. Well, I know, but like that is why she has the ick.
Yes.
It's like now she's got that again, and that's all she cares about. And she's like, ugh. Like she has to have the ick for Liam because she doesn't really have a reason to not be with him.
Right.
That like isn't her just being a shitty person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like right. She needs him to have something wrong with him. So that can be the reason and not her being shitty.
And so this is the thing about Aria is I'm sure there have been many instances in her life of instant karma because of how she treats people. But she is someone who's never going to see it that way. She's just going to see it as all this misfortune that piles up in her life.
She's
this
a
is
perpetual
an exam-
victim.
This is an example of it because immediately after she treats Liam so terribly, he goes, well, guess what? I'm back on the book. I'm going to be.
That is crazy, though.
I'm going to be editing. You could think of me as some kind of creative gatekeeper. Oh, perfect.
That's the last thing I want to think of you as in my honeymoon book. It's basically like the book of her and Ezra falling back in love. She's like, yeah. Or he's like, yeah, I convinced Jillian that I could prep the manuscript faster than anyone else. Ooh, sorry. And Aria is like so stressed out about this. She's like, what? Fuck. Oh, my God. This is going to ruin the tour. She's like, Jesus. What about all the marketing? And he goes, we have a problem. She goes, I don't know. Do we? Like, Jesus Christ. How long have you? Yeah. But they should have named this episode. And how long have they been dating that this is how this is going?
Like,
it's just so insane.
I feel like it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Aria's acting
worked hard.
Like it was
I'd
a
like
fling.
To see you get some. Yeah. He goes, you've worked hard. I'd like to see you get something you've always wanted. Like, Liam's going to make this hell for her. And it's actually kind of painful to watch.
They're all going
to
cross the finish line together. And don't worry, guys. As soon as this conversation ended, she left Liam at Byron's desk and went straight to Rosewood Times Square so she could gallivant with her friends with benefits.
An extremely public spot to hold hands with somebody.
We go to Lucas's loft and Hannah's getting ready to sign Lucas's papers. And we have a flashback and we learn that me and Caroline actually could not have painted a better picture of how Jordan and Hannah met.
No, it's everything. I'm obsessed with it.
No, I'm saying
this
is what we said in the punch bowl.
Wait, it is?
Yes.
What did we say?
We talked about how Jordan and Hannah met and we were like, Hannah was probably like picking up dinner or like sitting at the bar waiting to pick something up for her boss. And Jordan was probably there and they like met and then they just like really hit it off over drinks.
Wow. Okay. We nailed it. We nailed it. But then they did make it even better because I absolutely, well, by the way, Phoebe, you did know.
I know, but I didn't. You know what I mean?
Well, I know. Oh, I think we all know that you didn't. Anyway, it's funny because Anthony and I are watching Gossip Girl right now, and I keep being like, I don't remember a lot of it. Like, I haven't really watched it in
Thank
so
you.
Long. And so, but I haven't watched it as many times as you have probably. But anyway, so we're watching it, and he's asking questions. I'm like, I honestly don't remember. Like, we'll find out. And then I was like, I'm really not even paying attention that much right now. And I'm going to sound exactly like Phoebe on the next, like when we're recapping it, I'm going to sound exactly like you have where I'm like, honestly, I don't remember this at all.
I also just love because this idea now that everybody hates Blake Lively where like I saw a video the other
Which
day.
We don't love that idea.
No. I saw this video the other day of they were like, no ugly people on Gossip Girl, and it was like all the beautiful girls on Gossip Girl, and all the comments were like, Blake snuck in here. They're like acting like Blake Lively is not like objectively a beautiful person. And the, like,
objectively one of the most beautiful
and,
people.
And, like, we haven't collectively as a society always thought that until we all hated, like, her for no reason.
It's crazy. Everyone, like, it's always been, like, the resident hot people, like, the hottest people were, like, Blake Lively and Megan Fox, I feel like. You know what I mean? And, like, Blake Lively also got married, like, pretty quick and pretty randomly. So we didn't get as much of her, like, out and about dating and whatever. So I feel like maybe people forget that because she kind of, like, became a mom and, like, went and, like, she became less public. You know what I mean? So I wonder if that's why people are saying that. Like, did they forget that she was, like, fully, like, a sex symbol?
But it's also she was like, she's beautiful now.
Well, exactly. But I'm like, it's not like she's, we haven't heralded her as, like, one of the most beautiful people ever forever. Like, it's not news. Right. Like, it's not like some, it's not up for discussion, really, if she's pretty. Like, it's like, no, yeah, it's like in the history books that she is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly.
I don't care. I don't care about her personality, but, like, she is pretty. Anyway, that's why so many people don't like her, I think. But her meet cute with Jordan is basically she is at the bar. She's trying to book a flight for, I'm guessing, Claudia. And he is sitting next to her and his glass is, like, on a napkin that she wrote a phone number on. And it's completely made the ink bleed and she can't read it anymore. Oh, and she's pissed and she's letting him know. She's so fucking pissed off. So he, like, shows her how she can actually see where the pen pressed in, all this stuff. He offers to get her something to eat and, like, charms her because she's like, I'm meeting someone. And he says, no, you're not. If you were meeting someone, he's I can't do it. You would have missed your first drink. I know, Phoebe. I can't do an Australian accent. Can you?
No.
Okay, so fuck off. Anyway, then they had dinner together and cleared out of the bar.
Cleared it out. And then Hannah smiles remembering it. And you kind of think, oh, good. Not for long.
She's like, if I can just get that back, like, that feeling, let's recreate that exact moment. And, like,
a piece of advice to everybody.
Fine.
You could do that in other restaurants.
Well, she doesn't want to. She wants it to be the exact same thing.
You go to the Dealer Renda's dungeon, also known as the field's headquarters for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
Emily's like, no.
So Emily's squatting here.
Emily's like, hey,
she's like, I have squatter's rights.
Guys, we'll just go home. We'll just go to Allie's house. And I do love the idea because now it's Emily, Aria, and Spencer confronting Elliot. And I feel like maybe there was a conversation between Emily, Spencer, and Aria before they got here where Aria was like, guys, just let me talk to him.
Oh my God.
Think I could get through to him?
And it's funny because, as you said, Emily is very much, like, on her Spencer shit right now. So to imagine Aria saying that to Emily, season 7 Emily and Spencer Hastings is, like, kind of hilarious. Like, Aria, when would you ever be the person who was elected
to speak? I kind of just, like, I have a way of words that you guys maybe don't.
She's like, I took a few psych courses in college. Yeah, they want all the English majors to do that, to understand people and humanity better. So I think I speak his language a little better than you, Spence. Oh, Emily, you're still here? Yeah, I got this. Anyway.
You can just go wait at Welby.
Yeah, at Welby, I guess. Wait for Allie to be allowed to have visitors. I don't know. Sleep there. Make a little cot for yourself. I'm sure they have extra cots. So Spencer's like, hey, Elliot, we need to talk. And he says, if you really want to help her, you will give her space and time to heal. And Spencer's like, you know, maybe husband and doctor is not the best combination. It's like, oh, finally. And now we've said it.
It
took us this long to come to this conclusion. Emily, you could have probably gotten Allie out of there so much faster just by being like, doesn't anybody here think it's weird that her husband is her doctor? And they'd be like, wait, yeah, let's not have him make the decisions about her anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and then have another doctor come in and be like, oh, she's totally
fine.
You know? She's actually fine. She's got enough tranquilizers in her to knock out Ella Montgomery. But other than that, she is fine. Anyway, so Spencer and Elliot are just kind of going back and forth about why they're more worried for Allie, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, Jason signed off on
something about
this.
Like, he's like, sorry, I'm not afforded the clarity you have from being gone for so long. I've been here taking care of Allie this whole time.
Right. And Cece, he's like, I've been taking care of this family now for 5 years. So,
and Emily's like, and where were you the 5 years prior?
Yeah, because I know where I was pining away. So he's like, and no Mary Drake visits. She looks too much like her mother. Like,
which
I'm going to do what's
best. That's the best thing he said.
That is totally fair. Totally fair. So he gets a call, and Arya's like, hey, Spencer, I really should have handled that. You were just so rude. Now he's never going to help us.
Is that the kind of diplomacy you learned in Washington?
Spencer's probably like, yes. Actually, yes.
Spencer says, I have low tolerance for condescension. I don't know if that's true. Arya's your best friend.
Arya is your best friend. Well, it's like Spencer might be like the only person that Arya really can't condescend to. You know what I mean? Anyway, so Spencer gets a message that says, she's mine now. No take backs, no do overs. Hey, AD.
Let's take a little creative writing class at night. This is some of your worst.
This is just
work.
Like, okay, I get it. ChatGPT just spit this out and you copied and pasted.
Imagine A using ChatGPT. Message to four girls. I kidnapped one of their friends. I need them to tell me who killed. Here's a link to the obituary of this girl. I need to know who killed her. So you could just make it quippy. Give it some spice.
Make it quippy. Make it like really foreboding and sort of ominous. And then
in 80 characters.
But also as though I typed it in T9. T9 keyboard style. Remember that? Did you ever use it?
I don't think so. But I did take bit class.
Not the same. Literally not even close. So Hannah is in her. I have seen pictures of this scene so many times, Phoebe, and I never knew what it was. I've always thought maybe this was like a dream sequence, or maybe this is like when she like I for a while thought she was going to like seduce Caleb in this dress in this moment while he was like with Spencer or something, because I just keep seeing, I'm like, why else? I can't. And now we're finally here. So she's actually trying to seduce her fiance.
Who she is.
She's in that red dress.
And it's not
even Louboutins.
It's like fucking, it's like an orangey red. And she's wearing a lipstick that matches the color, lipstick. Which is such a like 2010 through 2016 thing to do.
That was like my whole thing in college. I had like every shade of lipstick. Dress. Yeah. Yeah. And then she's got the Louboutins, which are crazy. She looks amazing.
Of course.
And she, like, Jordan doesn't seem like that.
Jordan
surprised
is giving,
to see her.
I'm having an affair with my assistant. And like, what are you doing here?
Literally, he's like, hey, you're here.
Hey.
So anywho.
Hannah, my fiance is in here. That is crazy.
Hannah, my fiance. So she's like, it's a hostile takeover of you. And he says, I keep trying to understand why you keep going back to Rosewood. It makes you the most serious person I've ever met.
This is so Kristen Doty coded.
Wait, I was playing New York Times Games Spelling Bee. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was playing it. And it was like a couple days ago. And it was like some of the letters were D-O-U-T-E. And I literally look at it and like all I could see was Doty. And I was just like, I know Doty, but like I gotta try it. I almost like took a picture and like posted like, did anyone else just see Doty? Like I watched too much Bravo.
New York Times should do a Bravo.
Oh, that'd
version.
Be so fun.
They could do it for other things too.
I watched the whole first season of The Valley and I love it. And we're gonna talk about it on the podcast on Patreon this weekend, but one thing I need to say is that they make parenthood seem
terrible,
fucking miserable.
I think part of the issue is that they have found a friend group where there's such terrible dichotomy and no balance between partying and being a parent. So like,
and such bad partners as well.
Yeah, like it's just
they
not
all
a good picture.
They're all in bad relationships. But it just is, except for I guess Janet. But like,
no, the other one.
No.
Well, Janet, yes, but I can't stand Janet, so I'd rather say the other couple.
I don't think she's in a toxic relationship, though.
But I'd rather say the other couple who I like a lot more.
Who?
The sweet one. The one who was on Disney Channel.
What?
The one guy who was on Disney Channel.
Oh, Danny and Nia. Yes, I love them, too. Sorry.
They're, like, not toxic in the friend group or with each other.
Yeah, I agree.
Except for Danny sometimes.
I agree.
But
yeah, but not really. He's just like so emotional. But anyway, I've been watching it and Kristen Doty is. She and Jax. So Hannah's going to take Jordan back to the bar. They met up, buy him a drink. She wants to start all over again. And I do want to say, I hope that raised some red flags for you, Jordan.
Yes.
When you heard You want to start all over again. It's never a good sign.
We go to the Hastings Castle and Emily's like, okay, so remember the plan I told you this morning? What do you think now?
Still on this Mary Drake thing.
Have you thought about it at all? And Spencer's like, yeah, I thought about it when I said no this morning, Emily.
And Emily's like, Spencer, I didn't want to pull this card. You know what it's like to be in the loony bin. Come on. Come on.
Like, Emily's like driving over and
get on
Emily,
board.
Like, I really don't want to have to do it, but like,
I don't want to have to say this, but it's either that or I'm driving right through
her window.
Are you
like, why wouldn't you bring that up? I'm
driving
that up
right
all
through
the
house
time.
Window.
Anytime Spencer's annoying to me, I say, hey, Spence.
Aria's like, it's important that she remembers her history.
One of us here.
It's important.
One of us here. And it wasn't me. So watch yourself when we talk.
It wasn't. I'm not the one who's an unreliable narrator. I'm just saying.
Spencer, you sound crazy. And
Spencer.
I mean.
Sorry, okay, you sound like the C word. And I don't mean c***y. So anyway, Aria is filling Ezra in on everything with Liam in the park. And we find out Toby is looking for Jason because he wants to confirm Mary Drake's story. Ezra's supposed to be meeting
him.
With Liam.
Ezra's like, nobody's been able to get into contact with Jason. So it's kind of weird Elliot would say that he did.
Yeah. And I'm glad because if Jason actually signed off on this, I would be very disappointed.
Right.
Ezra's meeting with Liam at 4:00 and Aria says, I was just like in a rush to get it over with. I broke up with him before he told me about the book. I'm like, wow, that's so sweet.
With him?
I was just like, in a rush to get it over with. Oh my God. I was like, imagine he walks in and Aria just like gives him a look and is like, like a sad little smile. And she's like, I don't have to say it, do
like,
I?
She's like,
can we wrap this up?
Yeah, it's that time.
She just looks at him and she goes, okay, so can I walk you out?
He's like, what?
We haven't even said hello. I just flew in from Boston. She's like,
yeah.
And I booked you a flight back. Yeah, I'm the company guard. I'm going to let you deal with that one. All right.
Sorry, I'm an author now. So I don't really deal with the expense reports anymore.
Approvals. So they're going to make this work with Liam.
She's
and
like,
then we
this
see
is
Liam
really
watching
turning
from his
into
car.
A complicated situation. And Ezra goes, it's been complicated. Fun. We're writing a book about me and my ex-lover. You're my ex-lover.
Yeah.
And your current lover is.
And you're also my current lover.
And also,
and let's stop saying the word lover.
I do hate that word.
And need I remind you we had a freaking slip? Need I remind you we had
like,
a slip?
You can say it. We're FWB.
You can say it. You can say it. We made love. He's like, ah, slip. Anyway, so Liam and Ezra are facing off at Ezra's loft.
Liam's like,
so I got some questions because like, I don't know, questions about the predatory nature of the main character, I guess. And sort of, you know, the like Lolita tie-ins here. And I'm like, oh my God, Liam's like going for the jugular.
He really is. And
he's
then,
like, the main character really reminds me of the antagonist in Lolita.
Which is like, holy shit.
And I was just like, and it's also kind of crazy for the show to acknowledge that's like a connection that could be made. I'm like, okay, so we're all aware.
No.
I know.
But he,
and I was just like, okay, well, they're like not that far apart on age.
Because he is like, part of him is like, okay, but this book, I know that you're talking about Aria, but like this book isn't about Aria.
This book isn't about Aria. Nicole. We find out Nicole's 17. Liam's like, well, you can't see it because he's your hero. You can't see him for what he really is.
He says, because Ezra brings up Nicholas Sparks and Liam goes, at least Sparks understands what his reader can tolerate and what makes his skin crawl.
I know. And Ezra's like, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was writing this book as a letter directly to you, Lily.
Okay. Okay. Are we
classic
reading
Ezra.
The same pages here?
Yeah. And Liam's like, yeah, I mean, there's friction or, I don't know, como se dice, sexual tension between your chapters and hers. And Ezra's like, Aria? He's like, don't say her name. Don't say her name. Call her Nicole. Please call her Nicole.
And he says, if I can't be frank, I don't know how to help you. If I can't be frank, yeah. I don't know how to help you.
Yeah. Sorry. I tell it like it is. I tell it like I see it.
We go to the Hastings headquarters, HQ.
Spencer's like, no, I tell you how this works, boss. She's like on the phone with her boss and she's like, no, need I remind you, my boss, that I have commitments here too and you agreed. Thank you. Do not call me back. Click.
I know that it's girl boss and it's fire, but it did not end up working for Spencer.
Nar.
So Mary Drake comes in to, quote, ask about Hannah. And this is another instance where I'm like, Mary Drake, you are the queen of not playing it cool and getting away with it.
She's literally like, huh, I really thought after that car ride with Hannah, they'd be banging down my door. So I guess I'll have to bang down theirs. she's like, come on. Can I get some action, please?
She's like, I do not feel right about not taking that girl to the police. And it's like, Spencer says what we're
go
all
talk to her
Spencer
then.
Says what we're all thinking. And she's like, you were driving the car. So like, yeah,
literally Spencer's like, then why didn't you?
Yeah.
she's like, you were the one. Yeah, you were the one driving. She's like, I don't even know if Hannah has a driver's license anymore. Like, she's a New Yorker.
It's almost like Mary Drake. Drama doesn't have one. It's almost like Mary.
Yes, he does.
But he's a New Yorker.
He lives here now. Like, he needs to be able to drive if we need him. Chuck is too nervous, so. Drama's what? Okay, like, I know it seems weird. Drama is a good driver. Well, oh my God, the other day, Drama goes, why do we never have a foot waist? A foot or something?
Is that Anthony's Drama?
No, that was Drama, the dog.
No, I know, but...
No, that was just Drama.
You give Drama a different personality.
No, that... I've been waiting to tell you about that. Well, it's kind of the same personality, but...
It is, but sometimes yeah, I can tell so when it's fucking something funny. That Anthony said.
It's hilarious. Why we never have a foot waist? A foot or something?
And the truth is... Race? Yeah. I love... Sid has gotten into the vibe of, like, he knows just how to... upsets Ryle Snoop up enough to be like, okay, yeah. I can chase him around twice, and in the time it takes him to like make an entire circle, I can lay down for at least 30 seconds.
Yeah, he's like, if I sit right exactly here and he lands where skids to a halt at the door, as I know he will, he won't be able to see me and he'll forget where I am, and then as he walks to, yeah, so if I just like,
mom said that dad went for a run the other day and Sid waited by the door whimpering.
So Spencer asks why Mary Drake was in Radley, because she tells her she was there.
And she's so annoying about how she brings it up. Mary goes, because after Spencer's like, why didn't you take her to the police? After Mary brought it up, she goes, well, I just don't really have good experience with doctors or police.
Yeah. And then she's okay. Like, she goes, Spencer, we have more in common than you think.
We have a lot
in common. Spencer's like, I know where you've been. What? Yeah, exactly. We're almost roommates. So Mary Drake tells her when she was 14, Jessica was babysitting and the baby wouldn't stop crying.
This is a crazy story.
Yes. And the baby's 10 months old with a cold and she needed help. So Mary Drake goes to help. And when she got there, Jess said the baby was asleep upstairs and asked Mary Drake to stay with the baby so that she could go meet up with the boy. The parents then came home and the mom went upstairs and Teddy was dead. When they found Jessica, she said the baby was fine when she left. They believed her. And Mary Drake says they always believed her because she was the warm one. And so she went to Radley because it was either that or prison. What do you think? Do we believe this story?
I don't know. But We're meant to connect that Mary is the cold one and Spencer is the cold one of the Hastings. But what I'm saying is Melissa's not warm either, which I guess is very Jess.
And neither is Jess.
Mary coded. Of like, I guess if I am going to pick the warm one of the Hastings girls, maybe it would be Melissa in a very face value way. I could see her running into people on the street and turning it on.
Older sister. She's got the nurturing, like she can't turn that part of her off. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, Melissa's true, because we keep seeing that. Like, she just keeps being like...
I guess
like,
that's true.
You know what I mean? Hey, you're an older sister, too, so I'm not just saying it, like, me and you, if yeah. That's how you're taking it.
So we go to Ezra's loft, and Arya's like, Z, come on. Lily can be pretty passionate about writing. I'm sure that's all it was. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many times we just like had it out over a piece of writing late into the hours of the night and into the morning.
Over a phrase, a syllable even. She's like, Ezra, what would Lily even be upset about? Like, you're saying he's in a bad mood. I don't get it. Like, he seemed perfectly fine when he left my house. He's excited to work on the book. And so Arya's like, I literally anger at what? I think she said that.
Because he's like, what I got wasn't criticism, Arya. It was anger.
She's like,
it was raw
anger. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And Ezra's like, hey, I need you to tell me like what he knows about us so that I just am armed with some knowledge next time. And you see on Arya's face, she's like, oh, fuck. Did he see us in Rosewood Times Square today? in public in daylight holding hands. God damn it. Anyway. So Hannah and Jordan are going to the bar. Uh-oh, bar's gone. Hannah's freaking out. She's like, you can't Hannah just says, pull out a building like here. A bad tooth.
I'm like, Hannah, that's that Rosewood talking to you of living like a suburban town, growing up there, and then going to the big city. He's like, this is the big city. This is the Big Apple.
He literally says, this is New York City. Buildings are taken down literally all the time. And she goes, no, now we don't have a beginning. I'm a one-woman demolition derby. I can't do this to you. And he literally says to her, go ahead.
I would move heaven and earth for you, Hannah.
Oh, and she goes, I know, and I'm so sorry. And she gives him the ring back. Oh, my God. And this was a moment where, like, I did kind of wish, as much as I love Haleb and I want them to be together, there was a moment where, like, I wanted this for Hannah. I was like, this guy, I believe him.
So, like, a clean break.
Like, even though I know we said in the last scene that it was like giving, like, he's having an affair. Yeah, I don't really mean that, though.
That was just us embellishing.
That was a joke. I know we don't do it often. That was a joke. But I just felt like he's like this normal fucking guy, better than normal. You know, he's handsome.
Yeah.
He's got an accent. He's got tons of money. Like, she could have really had an amazing life with him. And he I really believed that it was this genuine love and that he would have moved heaven and earth for her. And, like, I believe that if she were to leave Rosewood again, she would be able to pour herself back into this relationship. It's just, it's such a shame. I'm happy because I want her to be with Caleb. But as like, a human being, I'm just like, oh, you could have, like, that was your ticket out of, like, this life. You know what I mean?
I agree. So we go to Radley and Emily sees Mary Drake there. It looks like Emily's applying for a job.
Is Emily applying for a job at the Radley?
Yeah, and you actually will not believe the uniform she wears when she gets the job.
Well, good for her. You've probably seen it. She is very hireable.
And Emily goes up to Mary Drake and she's like, oh, perfect. I'm just going to fucking do this myself. I'm just going to do this myself. Get in the car, Mary. We're going
Mary's
to
Mary's got tears in her eyes. As she's like, I just wanted to take a trip down memory lane.
It is one of those moments where you're like, man, are there other former patients of Radley who walk in here and are just like, what the fuck?
I know. It is. And I'm like, are there any non-former patients of Radley who walk in here and are like, wasn't this? What the fuck? You
and
know what I mean?
Mary like, notes the gates. She's like, they kept the gates out there.
Emily's like, they're historic. They can't touch the gates. So they sit down together and Emily explains that Dr. Rollins wouldn't let Emily see Allison, and Mary Drake's like, well, I'm not allowed either. And I'm really satisfied with how he's taking care of her. He's being very professional. And Emily saying too much. She's like, I don't know. I took her there. Did I do the right thing? I wanted to help. I don't know if I did.
This is how you know that we need the girls to be better friends to Emily, because the second someone indulges her, she just completely opens up.
Well, it's exactly what Mary says. Mary says, all any of us needs to survive is a little tenderness in the right moment. And this is a perfect example of that. Somebody's like throwing Emily a...
It's like the second Sabrina like says, hey, what can I get you? Emily's like, oh my God, I think my friend killed the person who tormented me in high school. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, she's like, okay, I'll tell you everything. So anyway, Emily suggests, as Phoebe said, she's taking matters into her own hands. She's like, I think you need to talk to someone at Welby. I don't want to challenge Dr. Rollins, but let's go to the sanitarium together now.
But let's challenge him. We go to Lucas's loft and Hannah's like, all right, Lucas, let's fucking do this thing. Let's fucking girl boss.
Yeah. Let's give me those papers. I'm warmed up. My hands are stretched. Let me sign those papers. And that's when he notices her ring is gone.
The ring's gone.
Do I have a chance? And I'm like, I actually really enjoyed Lucas in this episode. And I was like, okay, I can see ending on a positive note with him as long as he doesn't fuck this up and like start being interested in her again, which I don't sense coming. But it's just like, that was why I didn't like him before, because he was just like acting like a freak because the girl he liked didn't like him back. And I hate that.
Fair enough. We go to Montgomery Mausoleum and...
Can you believe Liam working up at Byron's desk? Okay.
Imagine if... I know that our dad isn't the kind of dad that has like a study as an office, like a very stately... Yeah. I know he has an office, but it's not like... He doesn't have like a room off the first floor that's like his like big wooden desk.
Yeah,
But if he did... Can you imagine anybody in our orbit, in our lives, around our age, deciding to sit there in their chair while the person who lives in the house stands and looks at you?
Like, that's, and also it's not like Byron's out of town. It's not like he's out of town. It's like his shit's all there. Like, he could walk in at any moment. And like, that's just weird fucking, but not, I guess not for them. I mean, it's like,
it's very them.
Yeah, very them. Ari's like, I don't understand why we just can't work together as adults.
You said like, we could be professional.
It's been less than 7 hours since you broke my heart and stepped on it.
But she does say, you said we could be professional. And he said, and I meant it when I said it. And then I got in the room with that guy and I realized something weird, Arya. Did he seduce you when you were in high school?
He goes, you know, there were a lot of unconnected things that I didn't want to connect. And then they connected on their own. And long story short, I think you were seduced by your English teacher when you were in high school. And she's like, okay, I can explain. She's like, okay, it's more like I seduced him. Honestly, just kidding. I'm not saying that for real. Don't cancel me. She says that's not how it happened. And he says, I just gave you a great opening to lie one more time and you didn't take it. And then she says, look, Liam, I am me because of who I am, what has happened, and who I love. And I like that person. That me.
I like me.
Mess and all. Well, we know. Hey, Arya, you don't have to tell us that.
Since day one.
We
honestly
know.
It was pretty clear that you liked you before that happened.
And it was pretty clear that you liked like having the burn on your wrist and like all those things as they were happening because you kept like liking to pull the sympathy card. Whereas like Hannah, if Hannah were to hear you say like, I would never change anything I went through. Like, I love who I am because of all the mess. Hannah's like, so I was just kidnapped alone. Like, at least in the dollhouse, there was like the promise of maybe seeing your friends. You know what I mean? You're in this together.
And
you
also
feel
like,
so
obviously
alone.
The dollhouse was terrible, but it was like a house. It was
exactly.
Like you had a bed.
Let's put her in a cell, like a prisoner of war, literally.
She wasn't even
like
in a, it was like a fucking barn with no insulation on dirt.
She's
in
her underwear, like she's being like fucking poked and prodded and like for days, we don't know how long. Like Arya, it's just so telling that she went through not as horrific things, I guess.
We go to Welby and guy.
Holy shit. Allie looks rough. They're
oh
like,
my
we're
goodness,
selling
this.
Poor
girl.
She
oh is
my
sweating.
God.
She is red. She
She's
is like
foaming at the mouth. She's
oh my
her
gosh.
Hair is like her hair
matted
is like that horrible. You know when you're sick and like
yes.
You go to sleep with your hair and then it's like you're so sweaty because you broke a fever. So like all your roots are so sweaty. So your hair is kind of sweaty
yes,
and greasy,
matted to
but
your
it's also dry
face.
And it yes, it's just like that's it's what terrible. Her hair is. Imagine the smell. I'm sorry. I know she hasn't showered because she's fully handcuffed to the bed.
She sees Emily, but she can't move. And Allie says, we're going to miss our flight.
Allie, girl, what's up?
We're not going
Allie,
to Paris. We're
Allie,
not
what?
Going to Paris.
Yeah, girl, there is no plane. Baby, there is no plane. But she's like, we'll take. And Emily doesn't miss a beat. She goes, we'll take the next one. She literally is like,
Emily
will meet you wherever you want to be mentally. I mean, I did think, I was like, that's actually impressive. It's making me wonder if, like, I forgot that they booked flights somewhere. Like, no, do they have a trip to Italy coming up that I just forgot about? Like, I don't know. And Emily is like, you called me, and Allie doesn't remember. And she goes, this is a scary place. Am I in Radley? And Mary Drake steps forward, and exactly what Elliot says he didn't want to happen happens. Because Allie goes, Mommy? And she starts bringing up, she's like, why didn't you help me? Like, I was so cold and it was dark and you were covering me in dirt and I was yelling and you didn't help me. It's like, honestly, the trauma this girl, I know a lot of her trauma was self-inflicted. Like, I don't know why you had disappeared yourself for an entire year, but like the actual trauma she experienced.
And it's also like, it's adding a really sinister detail to when Allie was buried alive of like, when we saw it, we were under the impression that Allie was like
unconscious. Yeah.
So the idea that she was screaming, telling her mom to stop burying me is crazy.
And her mom didn't. Oh, my God. That's
and
crazy.
Now she's having to see someone who looks just like her.
Yeah. And she says, you were wrong about Elliot. And in this moment, I'm like, do you mean you were wrong in saying that you liked him or you were wrong in saying that he was a bad person and he's actually good?
Well,
you know what I mean?
She had said that, like, the thing about how Elliot was going to give her a happy ending or something. And one of the things when she,
right.
when they like met.
Okay.
Yeah. She had mentioned that.
And then Emily has to go and Allie begs her not to. And she seems very scared of Elliot. Emily
and
definitely
Elliot
picks up on it.
Kicks the door open.
He's like Big Bird meme vibes. He's crazy. And Emily's like, what happened? And Elliot's like, I need to speak to Mary and not you. And I just need to say something. He takes Mary into another room and like
with a
Mary
window.
Drake does say to Elliot, you've gone too far with what you're doing. And he says,
imagine,
shut the fuck up.
Obviously, I know they're villains. But imagine being Mary thinking that, like, we're gonna she'll be comfortable, she'll be fine, and then he's now keeping you from seeing this, what he's doing, and you walk in and see that, like, this has taken such a turn that you didn't think you signed up for initially.
Well, exactly. And it's like the level of crime has just changed, like, significantly. But also it's such a testament to, like, how bad this is. Like, if someone who is this evil thinks that this is too far, then, like, that means this is fully diabolical. Like, it's past just, like, the normal A shit. Like, this is really, I mean, he is literally injecting her with drugs and chaining her to a bed. I mean, it doesn't get much more bleak, really, than this.
And we find out that Mary's been calling him for 2 days also. And Emily's, like, able to see their silhouettes through the frosted glass of the window and sees them, like, clearly fighting, like, two people who know each other.
Yes. Yes. And also, at this point, I'm like, Mary Drake, if you've been calling him for 2 days, why didn't you just drive here? We know you have a car. Why didn't you just come here if you couldn't get a hold of him? Like, this is bizarre that it took you this long to get here. But also, at one point, and I want to know if you notice this, the silhouettes of them in the room, it looked like he was doing her in the butt.
Didn't catch that.
Well, I'll go back and find it, because now I've said it. You all heard it. Now it's out there. And now if it isn't true, I'm going to make it true. Just kidding. Okay, so blah, 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 blah. Spencer's pouring whiskey. It's been a day.
Caleb comes in and she's like, so I got fired. She's literally playing 1940s, like, fucking Don Draper just lost his job. And Caleb's walking walking in the house and is like, how was your day? And she's like,
got fired.
Can I just have text. One second of silence?
You know what was funny is Caleb's like, oh, you're pulling out, like, the really nice stuff, your dad's stuff. And I'm like, yeah, and she didn't offer you a glass, so a little presumptuous of you, who just kissed her best friend, for you to take and just decide to pour yourself a glass of the nice shit.
Our dad, this is the difference between him and Peter Hastings, is, like, us having dads, like, we're cracking out dad's nice stuff. It's like either Jameson.
Yeah, it's Jameson.
Jameson or Shinerbach. Literally.
It's a Shiner, and he only has six of them. So no, you can't have one. Like, yeah, exactly. So anyway, they're having some whiskey. We find out Spencer got fired by text. They said, you have abused the generosity of this organization and chosen to pursue partisan interests over the greater good. So she's probably going to stay with the VV's transition team.
This is the first time I thought about, like, okay, yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
You, like, stop lobbying for someone to go work on an actual campaign.
Yes, absolutely.
She says maybe she'll go to Harrisburg or whatever. And she says this town has its own particular gravity. So she's kind of, like, up in the air of, like, where she could end up. She's like, I mean, if Toby shows interest in me tomorrow, like, maybe I could stay here. Or, like, you know, find someone new in Harrisburg. I don't want anything to do with you right now, Caleb.
Yeah. And she asks how Hannah is. She's, like, dying for Caleb to just bring it up because she does not want to. And Caleb's like, oh, I don't know. She, like, went to New York to see Jordan. So she's like, okay. Oh, I can't live like this. I'm just going to ask. I'm afraid to ask you this. I have to. Did we make a mistake with you and I? And he says, this is crazy. He goes, no, it was real. And she says, so why are you talking about it in the past tense?
Woof.
I'm like, yeah.
I mean, I understand that. But I am a little bit like, I mean, maybe he gets a little grace here. I feel like that kind of makes sense to be like, it's not totally incriminating for him to say was.
No. And I also, because she said did, you know, she didn't say is this a mistake. She said did we make
and
a mistake.
And it's like whatever
you know?
We did so, was real and not
right,
a mistake.
Right, like that was, like, real and
now
whatever.
It's
but
led
I
to
also
this.
Think, I also just think Spencer tension, like I would be losing my shit if I was Spencer, but I also hope that I would be distracted by all of the other things going on and that I'd be like, okay, tensions are high, emotions are high, everything is crazy, I'm just not going to make this a priority right now, like I'm just going to put it in a box so that if he can give me comfort or whatever, that's fine. And then once this has all died down, we figured it out, now that I can see, you know, maybe there's an end here, then we'll figure it out, you know. Yeah. when once like cooler heads will prevail, you know. Right. But she can't do that, which I don't blame her. I just think
that's
she
so
could
us.
Have.
Let's put that on a shirt. Cooler heads what? Will prevail. That's so us.
That is so, and that is what I always say. Cooler and words I live by. They will prevail. I'm not one of them, but they will prevail.
So, Emily texts the group about Allie and is like,
yeah, she says, Allie's much worse, if anyone cares.
Aria, she like, you know, on a text, you can like tag someone now. She's like, yeah, Aria clicks, yeah.
And then Aria is like, Aria looks, she's like, ugh, and she changes to do not disturb in that moment. Like, Emily's looking at her phone, it says, this person has notification
Emily's
silence.
Contact
Emily's
is like, the first,
notify anyway.
The first name on Emily's contact in Aria's phone is ignore,
don't pick up, do not text her. That's what it says. So Emily is like, look, there's something going on between Mary Drake and Rollins. I saw them having sex from behind.
And Arya's like, who is this? I don't have your number saved.
Arya's like, sorry, I got a new phone when I broke up with Liam. It was just easier. It's just easier that way. So Hannah is she's not looking at her phone. She's designing. She's found her light again. I'm like, you go, girl, Hannah.
She's found
Hannah
her
gets
bliss.
A pass. Hannah, you are allowed to be on Do Not Disturb right now. The other girls, I don't think so.
Because she's been on the clock.
Yeah, she's actually been on the clock 24/7 against her will. No breaks, okay?
And then we go to Welby, and we see Allie, like the doctor at Allie's puts a new kind of shot into Allie's IV. And then she's wheeled off down the hall into a bright light. And it's like,
I'm like, is this death?
Allie
is
dying?
Heaven above?
What's going on here?
Yeah, the door's open, and it's the white light. And that's it, you guys. That's sort of our A scene. So things are heating up. Things are sure heating up. And I can sense we're getting more Haleb in the coming episodes, and I'm excited. All right, let me read the synopsis for next week. The talented Mr. Rollins. Still reeling from Hannah's abduction and dark fate, the liars must shift their focus to another one of their own. Well, that's descriptive. Guys, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, yesterday we released our Met Gala recap. We talk about all the looks, all the moments. We talk about some of the tea, some of the drama. It's a super fun episode. Check it out. Let us know if you were also duped by Katy Perry's AI Met Gala look. Why was it so fucking good? Are we going to start having ChatGPT designing looks for the Met Gala? I don't know. Anything's possible. Then this weekend on the Patreon, if you're missing
a
good
timeline,
old...
The theme next year is AI.
Not a chance. Zero chance.
Anna Wintour will never let that happen.
The theme next year is going to be like
a chair.
2015, right before.
Coachella 2012.
Coachella 2012, yeah. So anyway, this weekend we're going to do a good old podcast. We have so much to discuss, so much to fill you guys in on our trips, the Brat Tour, et cetera, et cetera. So tune into that this weekend. And next week we will see you on Tuesday and Thursday for a podcast and season 7, episode 3, Pretty Little Liars. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you so much. Please leave us a 5-star review. Tell everyone you know about us, and we'll see you next week.
And
what the fuck? I wish you guys could see Phoebe right now. I don't.
Of course.
She looks horrible. She's buck naked. You can cut that easily. It's at the end. Robert. It's flat.
Bob. Bobby.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join my Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.